Well, thanks, Rach. Thanks, Kerry and Sandra. That was really beautiful. Thank you. It's been a great morning so far. Hope you've enjoyed our Easter Sunday service. What a special time Easter is to all of us. Thanks also to Annette and Mark, and thanks to Tony and the worship team. Really appreciate all your efforts in leading us in the service so far. Last Sunday, not as part of the service, but in a separate video that I posted on Facebook, I put a challenge out for us to read the Book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke this week. And said if you're able, try and read three chapters a week starting last Sunday, and that would bring you to chapter 24 today. So throughout the service so far, we've read right through the end of chapter 23 and chapter 24 and picked up on the historical account, the Bible story of Jesus, his really post-crucifixion, as they discussed what to do with his body, and then as his body was laid in the tomb, and then obviously as they came and found Jesus had risen from the dead. Many people have all sorts of ideas about it, but it was an accurate historical account. Everyone was amazed because it wasn't physically possible for Jesus to rise in the way that he did. The stone that was moved away, etc. People just want to explain it away. But today I just challenge you to open your heart and to consider, let it speak into your life and consider this Jesus who is, yes, no one would deny that he existed as a historical figure, an amazing historical figure, but he's more than that. He's someone who you can know personally in your life. He's someone who will fill your life and someone who you can journey with. And so I just want to share a little bit about that with you this morning. So thanks for the opportunity to share. When we read through chapter 24, there was a couple of statements that really stood out to me. And I just thought it'd be good to just visit those briefly and just chat about them this morning. Pretty relaxed, just to talk through a couple of those statements. And the first one is right at the beginning of the last passage that Kerry read for us. And as they were walking on the road to Emmaus, and then afterwards they're debriefing, having met Jesus and then broken bread with him, or he broke bread for them. And as they were discussing it later on, one of the statements they made, they said, "Didn't our hearts burn within us as he was talking to us on the road and as he was reading the scriptures to us?" That's what they said. And so what do they mean by that? Like, I guess I love that statement because my own experience, in my own life and in my own experience, there are times when my heart burns within me. And it's difficult to explain. So today I thought I'd maybe just share a couple of ways that I feel in my life and experience my heart burns within me. It's interesting that when they were walking along the road with Jesus, we don't see where they kind of said, "Oh, my heart's burning. Is your heart burning?" They were just asking questions and talking, and the Bible actually tells us that they were unaware that it was Jesus at that time. And so later on, they were looking back at that experience, and they were able to say honestly, they're just being honest with each other, and they're saying, "Didn't our hearts burn within us?" It's like sometimes we look back on experiences that we don't understand at the time, experiences that aren't always clear, they're not easy to put to words, but yet there's something about them, there's something about the impact that they have upon our life. There's something about the way they move us, that's a term we use, isn't it? That we get moved, our heart is moved, or, we get impacted in some way by certain experiences, things that are said to us, things that we go through. And so that's what this is talking about. They knew that there was something unique about that discussion on the road to Emmaus that day. They knew there was something unique and amazing about the words that Jesus spoke, and especially as he shared the scriptures with them, he was trying to help them understand that what had happened to him at the cross had actually been spoken of a long time before, and that his resurrection was something that had been spoken of a long time before. And even though it was an amazing thing, and in some ways an unbelievable event for them, as they were processing the confusion and processing the uncertainty and processing the thing that seems beyond their ability to be able to explain or comprehend or understand, they said something was happening inside them. Something was burning inside them. And I just know, as I look at my own life, there's things that I've experienced in my journey with God in my faith journey. And that I guess I would describe them as my heart burned within me. There's probably two aspects of my journey that I feel help me to explain this to you. The first one is, you know, in my journey as a believer and as a follower of Jesus, which has been a lot of years now, there'll be times when I'll maybe be going through a challenging time, maybe a bit of uncertainty, maybe wondering why things are happening the way they are, you know, whatever. It could be a fairly, maybe certainly negative experience. And then what happens is I listen to a message, or I listen to a song, or I'm in worship in a church service, but it doesn't always have to be in a church service. I can open my Bible in the morning and I can be reading a few verses, and you know, it's always refreshing, it's always good, but there are times when my heart burns within me. Something happens that's beyond, you know, in a sense, beyond rational explanation. And I'm a rational person. I don't think we should just always live our life by feelings, or that we shouldn't be able to stop and explain, you know, if people want to say, you know, really significant questions about how we got here, or about how can we know that God is real. I'm asked those questions all the time. And there'll always be an element of faith, but I don't mind the intelligent discussion about that. I don't mind looking into the scriptures and seeing, you know, why does there sometimes seem to be apparent contradictions. I don't mind talking through that. I reckon it can hold up to that. I believe God can hold up to an intelligent look at who he is and what he does. I'm all for that. But there are some things that happen in our life that just can't be explained, because God is so much bigger than us. And life is so much beyond, you know, our ability to control it and explain it. And, you know, hey, I don't want to kind of just take advantage of what we're going through at the moment, but isn't it a great illustration of the fact that we can just be so vulnerable to things? Like, you know, I get amazed at what we can do. I get amazed at scientific discovery. I get amazed at medical achievements, things that people can do in the medical field. I get amazed at how brilliant, you know, we can be as human beings in the things that we discover and, you know, and the things that we do and accomplish. I mean, it's just amazing. Things that we build, the things that we do, it's incredible. But, you know, even amongst all of that, I also get sometimes amazed at how small we are. You know, just how little things can just be so much outside of our control, and can, you know, can just change how we feel or where we are or our circumstances just in a day. And so, you know, yes, there's all that rational thinking and I only believe what I see and all that stuff. I get all that. You know, the people that jump on Twitter and say, oh, you know, you Christians, you just believe something that, you know, believe in some mystical guy in the sky, you know, how silly are you? But, you know, it's the times when I read that, I don't get, you know, like angry at those people. I think I understand why they'd ask that question. But I just say within myself and say, if only you could experience some of those times. But, you know, there are times when I just can't explain, but yet I do not doubt what God is doing in my life. I do not doubt that God is real. When people say to me, oh, can you prove that? I sort of say, well, you know, I'm happy to discuss it, and there are certain things that are great evidence of God at work, and there are amazing things, but mostly what gives me the confidence to know that God is real is those times when my heart burns within me. And so when I read this and I say, these guys walked along the road and they were talking to Jesus, and as he shared the scriptures with them, they said later, surely our hearts burn within us. Didn't our hearts burn within us at that time? So, you know, at different times in my journey, reading the Bible, listening to a preacher, sharing with a friend, even just chatting about our life and our experiences in God, you know, worship like this morning that we've had, listening to music even. These are standout moments. A thought comes into my mind, or something touches my heart, and I just know that God is real. And they're moments when my heart burns within me. And I just want to encourage you to be open to those moments when your heart will burn within you. You know, the other significant time when I think of, you know, my heart burning within me, and it helps to explain this statement, is when I began my journey of faith. And it was a long time ago. If I told you the year, you'd realise how old I am. But I've grown up in a church environment, gone to church with my mum and my siblings, you know, every week for most of the early years of my life. And then in high school, I went to boarding school, and you know, just enjoyed my friends, enjoyed the footy, and didn't really express any faith or whatever. In some ways, I was just happy to go and do my own thing for a while. But even at times, I remember with a little bit of perhaps disappointment in myself that there were times when there were a couple of brave Christians around us, and they'd be talking about their faith, and because I knew a fair bit, I was able to argue with them fairly convincingly. But all the time, what I'm saying, you know, underneath to myself is, you know, I really respect them. There's something right about what they're saying, even though I could enter into a logical argument and seem to win the argument. I knew that there was something about, you know, what they were saying when I was really honest with myself. And I'd see some Christian guys, my older brother who was a year ahead of me, and a few other guys who were just strong Christians. They'd get teased and mocked quite a bit, but I'd see them, I'd watch them, I'd see them go into a classroom in the early hours of the morning, just before everyone else woke up, and they'd be going to pray, and I'd be thinking, what is it, you know, that does that? And when I saw that, like those moments, something, my heart would burn within me, about that kind of passion, about that kind of experience in God. And so, you know, I remember going through watching that, and then one day my brother invited me to go on a camp with a bunch of the Christians from the school. It was just out by the river, a weekend camp, and they had a guest speaker. So I was listening to the speaker, just hear the message of what Jesus did for us on the cross, and, you know, and just bringing to us the message of the gospel, and our need to accept that and believe that and respond to that and accept what Jesus had done for us. And, you know, I'd heard it all, and I sort of, in a sense, dismissed it for that season of my life. But at that time, my heart burned within me. It wasn't a rational thing. It wasn't saying, oh yeah, look, that all adds up mathematically. Oh, that all really makes sense. I can explain that. Some of it was very difficult to sort of explain, but yet my heart burned within me. And I just knew that God was drawing me. God was, not that God's speaking, you know what I mean. He's just, there's something happening. There's thoughts, there's inner thoughts, there's like an inner voice which I know is more than me. It's not just me, it's God who is allowing my heart to burn within me. And the thing I want to say is it's a positive thing. It's like this burning within me. It's not a negative experience. It's talking about a positive experience. It's talking about something bigger than ourselves. It's talking about something that is drawing our attention, something that's warming our heart, something that's filling, maybe the vacuum in our heart. That's what they were talking about when we walked with Jesus. You see, they were already followers. And they become so discouraged and so confused with Jesus' death on the cross. And so Jesus came to comfort them and to walk with them. And so as followers, as believers, their heart warmed within them. But even for us sometimes, before we become believers or followers of Jesus, what will happen is our heart will burn within us. And I just, as I was preparing for this morning, one of the things I felt to say, and I felt very strongly, was that, and that's why I kind of picked this statement out, I guess, in the midst of all the others, was that I just think that there are people who are listening today. Maybe some of you are people who have been on the journey, but your heart has burned within you this morning. Because you just know that God is doing something. God is warming something up inside of you. As a believer, as a follower, your heart is burning inside of you. And I just encourage you to respond to that. But I know there are others there maybe listening today as well. And I feel really strongly that there's someone listening, maybe more than one, who are listening today. And perhaps you really identify with my story. Perhaps that's why God prompted me to tell a bit of my story. Because maybe you've had a background of learning about Christian things. Maybe you know, in your family environment, you learned all about Jesus, but you've gone your own way. You've kind of left that behind. And it's not like you hate God, or it's not like you don't even believe in Him, but you've just not allowed Him to impact your life. And I believe that this morning, for you, God is burning. Something's burning. Your heart is burning inside of you. And wouldn't it be great if Easter 2020 was the time that you surrendered your life to Jesus, and that you actually opened your heart and responded to that burning inside. And you may have many questions, but what you do is you don't let the questions or the fact that you can't explain it or understand it stop you from responding and then experiencing all that He has for you in your life. You know, so often we make excuses And again, I'm not trying to be harsh about that, but sometimes we just make excuses because we're not sure, we want to control, we want to understand everything. But life just isn't like that. There's so many things that we do every day, you know, just we do naturally that we don't understand. You know, every time you sit on a chair, you don't get out your engineer's report and, you know, and discover whether that chair is actually physically capable of holding you. You just know from experience, and something in you just knows, you know what, I just trust. I trust the chair, I trust the person who made it, I trust the regulations that exist in our country with making chairs. So what you do is you just sit on the chair. Hey, that's a bit of a silly illustration, but every day we live our life without being able to explain everything. We live our life every day just trusting what people say, trusting what people have researched and written about, and we trust them, and we put it into practice, and when we put it into practice we find, hey, it just seems real because that works in my life. And the journey of faith is so much like that. So if your heart is burning within you this morning, all I can say is, why don't you just respond? Why don't you open your heart and surrender your life to Jesus today? You know, that's what I would really put out there as a challenge for us this morning. There were a couple of other statements, and I'll just refer to them, and you can think about them yourself. It's interesting, they said that they recognised him when he broke bread. Interestingly, they didn't recognise the way he broke the bread. I'm sure they weren't saying, well, you know, he did it with his hands in this position and whatever else. It was something about his heart when he broke the bread. Because what they'd seen in the past is they'd seen that he'd broken bread when he fed the 5,000. It wasn't the way he broke the bread, but it was the way that he had compassion for the people and how he was so moved to just step out in faith and trust that bread would go the distance. And so when they saw him break bread, they saw this heart of compassion and this heart of faith and this heart of someone bigger than themselves. And they said, when we saw him break bread, we recognized him. And it wasn't his physical features or the physical actions, but it was something about the way he approached that time. And then obviously the Last Supper, when he broke bread with the disciples and he just talked with them and shared with them and loved on them. And even one of the people that were going to betray him, he didn't get threatened by that. And just that beautiful moment of breaking bread and saying, as you do this, you know, he was helping them understand what was going to happen to him. And then he said, you know, every time you break bread, do it to remember me. You know, remember what I've done for you. Remember how much I love you. So as he broke bread this day, they recognized something, not about the way he did it, but about who he was. You see, it was about not what Jesus did, but it was who he was that is really most significant for us. And so when our heart burns within us, it's thinking, something bigger than us going on, but I want to respond to it. When we recognise Jesus and we recognise who he is, not just what he does, I tell you what, it makes a difference. Because it's about relationship. It's not about, you know, religious actions, or it's not about trying to fulfil his expectations or demands upon us. But it's actually relationship. It's getting to know who he is. It's having a revelation, if you like. It's a word we use, but it's having revealed to us who Jesus really is. And it's not about what he does, but it's about who he is. And then it said they stood with disbelief, joy and wonder. Aren't they interesting words to put together? Disbelief, joy and wonder. But as I reflected on those, and I won't talk long about it, as I reflected on those even this week, preparing for today, I thought, you know, there are things that are bigger than us, but can still contain things that we find hard to believe. Oh, that's unbelievable, we say, even though we're believing it. It's just bigger than us. And so disbelief, but joy and wonder can actually exist together. And I know that to me, that just resonates with me. That's been my journey of faith. Many of the things I don't understand. Many things I can't explain. Many of the things people can probably argue with me and feel like they've won the argument. But I just say, you know what? There are times when my heart's burnt within me. There's this something about Jesus that I've got to know him. I just know he's real and he's such a great friend to me. And then I understand that I can actually be in those moments where there's disbelief and confusion, but yet there can be joy and there can be wonder at how great and how big God is. And then he takes away fear and doubt. He said to them in verse 8, why were you frightened? And then he went on just to explain to them. He ate something to show them that it was that he was real, that he really risen. He wasn't just a ghost. And then he showed them his hands and his feet, because he didn't want them to be wondering. He didn't want them to be frightened. He didn't want them to be doubtful. He wanted to give them solid evidence, clear evidence that he was who he said he was, so that they wouldn't be afraid, so that they wouldn't be confused. And so he's the one who can take away fear and take away doubt. Hey, I just want to put it out there to you this morning. How do you respond to Jesus? Well, what you do is you just come to him. We say pray a prayer, but really what we're saying is just open your heart and talk to him. And just say, you know what? I'm acknowledging this Easter as we think about what you've done, your death and your resurrection. I'm just accepting that. I'm accepting that as real. And I'm going to accept that what you did on the cross, you did for me. Believe in him and invite him into your burning heart. Here's the thing. It's not you deciding to be different or to be better, but accepting what Jesus has already done and allowing him to come into your life and make you new from the inside out. It's what you do in your heart that really matters this morning. But you can acknowledge this decision, accepting Jesus, by touching the hand up option on the bottom of your screen. Or you can go to our webpage, narendracrc.org.au, and give a text or a call to one of the numbers on the contact page. My number is there as well. Let me just pray as we finish this morning. Father, I thank you for every person listening. I thank you for every person and every response to a burning heart. Lord, may you bless us this Easter. May Easter 2020, Lord, be a significant time for each one of us today. Lord, we appreciate who you are. We appreciate what you've done for us. And Lord, our heart, as our heart burns within us, allow us to respond to you and to know you more and more. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'll just take a minute now to listen to Matt, Sandra and Kerry with our final song for you this morning. God bless you. Thank you.